Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
With great power, they continued to testify of the resurrection of Jesus.
That's
it
what they did.
It all flowed from that.
That's right.
One decision.
That's right.
One commitment that they made to do what God had told them to do.
That's right.
To fulfill the Great Commission. But what commission are we fulfilling today?
Well, if you look at us, I mean, sometimes it's like, if look at us in the picture of this early church. So what we've done, I'm guilty, just like everybody else
right.
is.
Yeah.
What we've done is we've allowed the world into the house. And how we've done that is, you know, we listen to them on the radio. We get all consumed in whatever the issue is that they have going on. When I say they, I mean it's them somewhere else. And they won't get me involved in it, but ultimately they want my money to support their whatever it is.
Right.
And then they'll call my house and whatever, you know, knock on my door to get my contribution. Well, I don't contribute to stuff like that. But what I have let in there is I've let the cable in there, and I let all this other stuff so that my money, if I went and looked at my money, which is where my treasure is, my heart, if my heart is on, I mean, my money shows me where my treasure is. Where I'm spending my money shows me where I'm putting where my heart is focused. If I just measured that, I would see that my heart is not in Jesus and my heart is not in God to the extent that it could be and should be. Because I've got money spent on cable, internet, all this other stuff that we think we have to have. And beyond that, you know, all the whatever the advertising medium of the day tells me that Joneses have that I don't have, you know, you want to run out and get that.
Right.
So I'm taking my money, and with my money, I am supporting the world system. Hmm. I'm taking my money and supporting the world system instead of supporting the gospel and God system.
Right.
And so, I mean, we can measure that real quickly and see, wow, what's really going on here?
Yeah, I mean, let's just get practical here and look at the expenditures from our bank account and say, which kingdom am I funding here? What kingdom is this funding? Am I investing into their mission and vision, or am I investing into God's mission and vision? I think if we would just get practical, you know, not over-spiritualize everything, but look at where our money's going, and you'll see, like you were saying, that's where our heart is.
Right.
And if your outgo, if your expenditures aren't matching up with where you've designed and you believe that your heart should be, then you need to, you know, make that quality decision to maybe cut some things out. Before Kristen and I had smartphones, bedtime's bedtime. You know, maybe you'd read a book in the bed, but, you know, nowadays, if you got a smartphone, everything from the world is right there in the palm of your hand.
Right.
Google, Facebook, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, all of this right there in the palm of your hand, and it's calling out to you.
Right,
it's saying, hey, give me some attention. You got the Bible app on there, right?
Yeah.
But how much time do we spend on the Bible app? You know what I'm saying? Seriously. And so we've gone from spending quality time with our spouses to investing in the world again and letting that steady stream of information and nonsense, really something that's
candy
not
crush
really, candy crush. Yeah, that's really what it all is, just eye candy, you
yeah
know? Something to stimulate the senses,
right?
And what that ends up doing is lulling us to sleep
spiritually speaking. That's right.
Yeah.
And so we get weaker because we're not feeding the Spirit. I mean, we should be living, we should be eating the Word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, Matthew 4:4, Luke 4:4 say the same thing, that we have to live on the Word of God. That's what we're supposed to do. But yet what we do is we feed ourselves opinions,
right.
We feed ourselves games, we feed ourselves conversation with other, meaningless conversation with other people.
Drama
of all the stuff. And that doesn't profit us anything.
Right.
We're not profiting. Our soul is not profiting. Our spirit is not profiting and growing. And our pocketbooks are not profiting. My daddy used to always ask questions like this when we were teenagers. You know, there were, when I was a teenager, there was all these guys who knew every baseball score. And they knew all the batting averages and all the stuff. And so I never got into that. And that's okay if you do. But my dad would ask me sometimes, he would say, because a friend of mine would do that, and they'd be over at the house, and they would just rattle off all the scores and the batting averages and all this stuff. And so they would leave, and my dad would say, "Now, is that, what is that worth? Is that like, is that going to make him any money?
Wow.
Is he going to be able to get an education or have a living, a living where he can support a family by knowing that information?" And then he would give me a look. And then I realized, no, you're not. You can't do that. And so, and what he was saying without saying anything is, don't waste your time on that.
Yeah.
That's not going to put anything in your pocket. It's not going to feed you and your family. You need to find something else that you can spend your time on. And so I think about that sometimes when I talk with some people, and they're so consumed in the world stuff.
Right.
And keeping up with the Kardashians or whoever else is out there that they're keeping up with.
Exactly right.
But, you know, or it's like keeping up with American Idol or whatever the big show is on TV. Okay, but that is, all those things are meant to draw me in and to take something from me.
Right.
None of those things give anything to me. But spending a few minutes a day with my Heavenly Father, spending a few minutes a day with the teacher, the comforter, the instructor, the intercessor who's living on the inside of me, spending a few minutes a day with him, praising him, worshiping him, talking to him, listening to him.
Yes.
Now, and even doing what the early church did, where they would go from house to house. In other words, I have friends that I can talk with who will encourage me, and I can encourage them, and we can share the word together. Mm-hmm. We can break bread, yes. But they're not just eating bread,
right?
Like bread, flour and water mixed together bread. They're also eating the bread of the word.
Bread of life.
The bread of life. Yeah. That's what they're doing. When they're breaking bread together, they're also talking about Jesus and talking about what he said and what he did and their part of what it should be.
Yeah.
That's what's going on there. And then they take it and then they live it. And that's really where we should be and what we should be doing. Instead of letting the world distract us, we should focus on God and his way and his kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew says. Mm-hmm. And all these things that the Gentiles seek will be added unto us.
Right.
So that's where we should go.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.